I would like to thank my good friend and my colleague, as you mentioned, from Allegheny County, Senator Volakovich, chairperson of the Veterans Affairs Emergency Management and Preparedness Committee, for co-sponsoring and being the major sponsor of this resolution. It's been my honor to work with him this past year as Democratic chair of that committee, and I appreciate his diligence and hard work that he provides and is really cognizant of the issues that are important to our many veterans in this Commonwealth, but also recognizing the hazards that we deal with in this Commonwealth and making certain that we protect those individuals. As was stated, Mr. President, Pennsylvania's Guard was founded in November 1755, with counties formed and to recognize and organized around the willingness to have residents who dedicated themselves to defend themselves with their country and providing for proper officers as well as also legal authority. And 260 years later, Mr. President, the National Guard still exists and is on duty to this day. From Fort Indiantown Gap to the high peaks and plains of Afghanistan, the Pennsylvania National Guard has been proudly standing vigil over those individuals at times of peace and during war. Mr. President, as I said, I rise today to recognize the work that is being done by these fine men and women, and also want to commend the chairman for his insistence that we do this along those lines. Pennsylvania's National Guard is a very, very proud Pennsylvania institution, and I'm proud to rise today and speak on this very, very important issue, recognizing December 8, 2015, as National Guard Day here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Thank you, Mr. President.